This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas. Here's Matt Perrault.
It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio, live in Vegas. Portugal and Spain now tied up. Diego Costa scores a tying goal, 1-on-4 against Portugal's defense, and yet Diego Costa from Spain puts it in the back of the net. So we are tied in the 25th minute of that exciting World Cup matchup over in Russia. Let's talk about American football, not World Cup football, and let's talk some New Orleans Saints football with Brandon Coleman, wide receiver. He re-signed with the New Orleans Saints, and he joins us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline. Brandon, Matt Perrault, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I am wonderful. Tell me, how's the offseason going? How were the mini camps for you with the Saints?
Man, offseason's going pretty good. We just finished up mini camp yesterday. Everybody's pretty much on break now. I think we had a good offseason program. Get the guys back out there running around. Just to be back out there with the teammates, felt good.
How excited are you to be back with the New Orleans Saints?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. This is going into my fifth year down in New Orleans. So I'm pretty excited. I feel comfortable in the system, and definitely with my teammates that have been here pretty much, you know, the whole time with me. So I'm excited. It's starting to feel like home.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the events you're going to be doing and raising awareness for the Alzheimer's Association Memory Lane, your second annual event that's going to be taking place on June 22nd. Why the Alzheimer's Foundation? Why raise money for that charity?
Alzheimer's is really important to me and my family because I've lost two grandmothers in the past couple of years to this terrible disease, and it was eye opening for me and my family. It took a toll on us, so I wanted to let their legacy live on, continue to live on, and I've realized that a lot of people are out, you know, dealing with this in their families, and it's not one of those things that are heavily talked about, like breast cancer awareness and all types of other cancers that are out there. This is a pretty deadly disease, and it's time for me to use my platform to bring awareness, to help try to find a cure at the end of the day.
Yeah, this month being National Alzheimer's Awareness Month, yeah. I'm with you. I lost my grandmother to it as well, and my wife's, her family's been affected. She's got three of her of her family members who are dealing with Alzheimer's right now. So it's a wonderful thing that you're doing to raise awareness. And, you know, bowling, where did the idea to have a bowling tournament come from? I love the name. Memory Lane is a phenomenal name for a charity. Yeah. That's great.
Honestly, it came up between my trainer, one of my trainers back home at our gym one day. He has a relative that had Alzheimer's as well. So we were talking about it one day, and he kind of said, man, we should do a bowling event and call it Memory Lane. And I was sold as soon as he said that. And the next year we got it going, and this will be the second year. And I think this is going to be bigger and better. Like you said, it's next Friday back home for me in Maryland, in College Park, Maryland. So I'm excited for that to turn out.
You also have a football camp coming up in Maryland, the fifth annual TBC football camp for you. What's it like working with young kids and working with people who want to come up and learn from your expertise?
Man, it's a great feeling to see these young kids in the area to come out and just play outside and just get used to outside. First of all, you know, these kids in the generation, all they want to do is play video games. So just to get them outside, you know, and doing active things is important, first of all, for their health. And, you know, get to teach them life lessons and skills and things like that. Other than football, you get a chance to, you know, really impact their lives going forward.
I want to ask you about your philosophy on the football field, because you play in a high-powered offense. You have Drew Brees throwing the ball. But you are so vital to the running attack for the New Orleans Saints. Where does the mentality come from as a wide receiver being willing to give your body up and block for your running backs?
Well, that's something that was instilled in me by my father and some early coaches from when I started playing younger, that this is an ultimate team sport, that you have to make sacrifices to get to where you want to go. And we have goals to get to the Super Bowl, to win the Super Bowl. So I understand that, you know, sacrificing my body for the greater good of the team is you know, something I don't have to think too much about, because that's, you know, I know where I want to get to, and this is what I have to do to help my team in this position, and that's, I'm going to give my best effort.
Hmm. It's not something that gets talked about during your fantasy football conversations or on your highlight reel stuff, right? But what you do is so vitally important, right?
Yeah, I mean, the people that understand football, mainly, it's, you know, for my teammates and my coaches that they understand. But everybody that's in the fantasy world, you know, they still in that fantasy world. But this is real world football, so that's what I'm going to continue to play.
The toughness to put your hat on somebody and block it, and I'm sure, you know, the Alvin Kamaras of the world, you know, you had such a big role in what he was able to do, and Mark Ingram and whatnot. I'm sure your running backs and your offensive linemen appreciate it, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. They definitely appreciate it, and I appreciate them, you know. They pass protect for us, and that's how the game goes. You know, the running backs have to do their pass protection to get allow us to get downfield and make plays, and so we just have to return the favor, and that's how this game works.
All right, so I went on my honeymoon to New Orleans. I absolutely love the city. I live here in mm-hmm. Vegas. The Raiders mm-hmm. are coming here eventually. Everyone's wondering about how people coming in, players coming to Vegas, are going to handle the food and the fun and everything else. How do you guys stay in shape with the food that you have at your fingertips to eat in New Orleans? Because I would weigh 500 pounds if I lived there.
Yeah, I think the thing that we have in our advantage is this humidity down here. You step outside and you can lose those 5 pounds you just ate last night in a heartbeat, just because it's so hot, especially during training camp. So I think that's the balance down here.
You're able to shed that water weight that you think you go ahead and absorb?
Yeah. It's the sauna out here every day.
What's the best part about playing in New Orleans?
Oh, these fans. These fans are unbelievable. I didn't know it until I became a part of the Who Dat Nation. But Who Dat Nation is very special, and they make this team go as far as we go.
Brandon Coleman of the Saints joining us here on Pushing the Odds. Tell me a bit about playing the Falcons in the rivalry, because my wife experienced it when we were on our honeymoon. There was a preseason game between the Saints and the Falcons, and she just couldn't figure out why the entire city was on fire. What's it like playing in that rivalry game?
Man, I really didn't understand. It's one of those things I didn't understand until I came down here. And it's what these two cities, New Orleans and Atlanta, just really don't like each other when it comes to football. And you can tell. And in that environment in the game is something, it definitely intensifies 100 times, like whatever you can imagine. And I enjoy it. I embrace that moment, you know, because that's a part of the game. And the best part, you know, everybody loves a good rivalry.
Right.
So, I mean, to go out and be a part of that, it's something special.
You mentioned how important the Saints are to the city and the fans, Who Dat Nation, everyone that loves to support the Saints. How important is it to you in what you're doing, giving back? How important is it to you to be a positive role model wherever you may be doing in camp, doing your Alzheimer Foundation fundraiser? How important is it to you to be seen as somebody who's giving back to the community?
I know I have a lot of eyes watching me, trying to see what I'm doing, especially off the field. So I try to carry myself in a respectable manner and try to set an example for those, you know, who may be looking up to me. Now, I'm not perfect by any means, but
right. And
I try to do my part, and it's just little things, you know. If I affect one person to try to, you know, make a change, then, you know, that's a blessing for me that I can just – I have the – you know, God-given ability to do these things, and he's given me a platform to, you know, to do his will.
There's been so much talk about platform and what the players use for platform. Tom Brady talked to Oprah Winfrey in an interview that's going to come out on Sunday, where he described the Patriots locker room during the year where they were trying to come together and try to relate to each other and have conversations about different sides of the political spectrum and what was happening with everything else. Do you guys this year have conversations about what was happening, the climate around the NFL this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something that needs to be talked about as with the whole team, and we definitely had a conversation as a team because it, you know, affected a lot of guys, and a lot of guys had different viewpoints on that. But it's one of those things where we have to just come together. And like Tom Brady said, I heard a clip of it. He just, you know, you respect, you know, your teammates, you know, point of view, mm-hmm. even though you might not agree with it, but you still got to respect it because they're a human. and then your teammates at the end of the day.
Yep. He is Brandon Coleman of the Saints. June 22nd, the second annual Memory Lane to benefit the Alzheimer's Association happening in Maryland, and then the fifth annual Too Easy Football Camp happening on June 23rd, the next day, also in Maryland. Brandon Coleman joining us from the Saints. Brandon, thank you for the time. Really appreciate it. Love the conversation.
I appreciate y'all having me, man. Take care.
Is Brandon Coleman of the Saints on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. If we have time during the show, maybe during the opening line or during the final hand, I'll play the audio from Tom Brady that Brandon referenced. And, you know, every player coming on, they want to push their stuff, and I think it's important to get it out there because these guys do so much. These guys do so many things in the community that does not get talked about and does not get broadcast nationally the way that it should. I mean, there are so many good guys in the NFL doing exactly what Brandon Coleman is doing. And we have to recognize that. And as we get into this conversation about the flag and the president again this morning, went after the NFL again today, attacking them again for the flag and, you know, saying that not one of them has contacted him to talk about, you know, criminal justice reform, which, again, is so ridiculous because the person asking the question was a Fox News person, but they're not going to ask the real question that should be asked. And that question is, okay, are the players not talking to you? Because the people that they want reform, they wanted to help, and they want to make public about their cases are no longer alive. They're not in prison. They're dead. That's the problem. That's what we're talking about. All right, changing gears. Steve Garvey. Awesome. He's coming on to talk about my favorite bread and my daughter's too. We'll talk a little bit about some Hawaiian rolls next.